Today's lesson is lesson number 17, in which we will study Mishnayos Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, fourth Perek, Mishnah 7 and Mishnah 8, lesson number 17. Now we come to the issue of Ta'arovas, of Truma becoming accidentally mixed together with non-Truma. Now we know that if tvua grain has not, truma has not been given, that is called tevel. Truma has not been given, it's tevel. Once truma is given, the truma is truma. Once truma is set aside, the truma is truma and the rest of it is chulin mitukonin, fixed up, properly trumafied. Suppose some truma falls into a whole lot of chulin. One bushel of grain becomes mixed into of grain truma, belonging to the Kohen and having the special sanctity of truma, now falls in to another large heap of grain. Does it become botel? Does it become nullified? Now, min ha-Torah, midoraisa, truma, like almost everything else midoraisa, becomes botel chad betrei. If one part of truma falls into two equal parts of non-truma, of chulin, then it's botel and you can eat, use, whatever, all three parts. However, midrabonon, it's not sufficient to have one in two, but rather one has to have one in approximately 100, and we'll see the details in a moment. By the way, if truma falls into a mixture of non-truma, even to the degree where it becomes nullified, yet still one has to give to the Kohen the quantity of grain equal to the truma that is now mixed into the whole mixture and nullified. So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, trula ola ve'echad umeyo. Literally this means that truma goes up in 101. Ola means it becomes botel, it becomes nullified. So, if I have one bushel of truma and it falls into 100 bushels of chulin, it is now botel and all 101 become permissible to eat and use. However, one should take one bushel of that mixture of 101 and give it to the Kohen. If the proportion is less than 100 to 1, meaning one bushel falls into 90 bushels of truma, or 80, or 60, or 10, and the mixture is called miduma, mem dalet vav mem ayin, which literally means mixed together, and it all has to be treated as truma. The person can sell it on the open market, Kohanim can buy it and pay for all of it minus the truma that's in it. But we're concerned with the inyan of bitul, and Rabbi Eliezer says the proportion is 100 to 1. Rabbi Yeshua Omer b'meya v'od, v'od ze ein lo shiur. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't require 100 to 1, but rather 99 and a fraction to 1 will also be sufficient. Meya v'od, the total amount is 100 plus a little bit, it's batel. And this va'od, whatever amount it is, if a sa'ah of truma falls in to 99 sa'ah of non-truma, 99 sa'ah and a fraction, 99, it would become meduma. It's not botel. 99 and a bit, botel. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, va'od, he doesn't go so far as Rabbi Eliezer to require a full 100 to 1. And he doesn't, it's not as lenient as Rabbi Yeshua to say 99 and a minute amount is also sufficient. But rather, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, v'od kav l'meyoso. You have to have, for example, if there's 100 saw total of trum, of tvua here, of grain, it has to be 99 plus a kav. A kav is 1/6 of a saw. 99 and 1/6 to 1. Shtus. A sixth in order to make it meduma, in order to make it all mixed together. The halacha here is like Rabbi Eliezer, the proportion is 100 to 1. If it's 99.9 to 1, the whole thing is meduma. If it's 100 to 1, then it's all chulin, and all you have to do is give one saw to a kohen. Mishnah Ches, different halacha, but still having to do with bitul, with the nullification of a lesser amount in a greater amount. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, te'enim shechoros ma'alos es halavonos. Suppose I have te'enim figs, which are black figs, dark figs, and I've made them, and I have a whole bunch of them. And I also have a whole bunch of white te'enim. And I've given truma, I've set aside for truma the white te'enim, the pale-colored te'enim, pale-colored figs. And now the truma of pale-colored figs has fallen into a mixture of other figs, black and white. So the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Even though you know that the black ones in the mixture are not truma, because the truma is only white figs. Nevertheless, even those figs which are not part of the sofek isur, nevertheless, they contribute to the quantity necessary to nullify the white figs' truma. So, te'enim shechoros, black figs, ma'alos es halavonos, can serve to be mevatel, to outnumber, outweigh the white figs, and vice versa, levonos ma'alos es hashechoros. Similarly, igulet velo, if a person has balls of compressed figs, and there's large ones and small ones, and he gave truma the small ones, so the large ones are in the mixture are clearly not truma. Nevertheless, hagadolim ma'alim es haktanim, the larger igulim contribute to the 100 necessary to be mevatel the truma of the ketanim, and vice versa. If he gave truma of igulim gedolim, and it falls into a mixture of big ones and small ones, the ketanim do count to help outnumber, so to speak, and be mevatel the truma of the te'enim gedolim. Ha'ketanim ma'alim es ha'gedolim. Similarly, if you have igulim, these compressed balls, they seem to come in two different shapes. They come as round balls, and they come as squares, as rectangles, as cubes. So ha'igulim, the round ones, ma'alim es ha'malbanim, they help contribute to the bitul, to the 100 necessary to be mevatel the cubic ones. V'hamalbanim, the cube-formed compressed dates, contribute to the 100 to be mevatel the igulim, ma'alim es ha'igulim. So this is Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion, and the basic rule here, that according to Rabbi Yehoshua, even those objects which are clearly not the lost truma, truma falls into a big mixture, and it's clear that in that mixture there are some things which just plain are not the truma which fell in because they're too small or a different color or a different shape or whatever. Nevertheless, they contribute, according to Rabbi Yeshua, to the number 100 necessary to be mevatel. Rabbi Eliezer Oser. Rabbi Eliezer says, no way. If I have white figs, which I set aside as truma, and they fall into a mixture of black and white figs, the one thing I know for sure is that the black figs are not what I lost. That's not the truma that I set aside. So we only count the white figs in the mixture, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and similar examples. Rabbi Akiva, playing the role of the great compromiser, says, it depends. B'yodua manofla, if I know white figs fell into the mixture, white figs were the truma, then ain malos oeso. Then you can't count the black figs in the mixture toward the 100 necessary for the proportion of 100 to 1 necessary to be mevatel the truma. However, ucheshe'ena yadua manofla. Suppose a person set aside figs. He doesn't know, doesn't remember, never even saw whether they were white or black. And then that unknown colored truma falls into a mixture, then everything enters into the sofek iser. Everything can possibly be the truma, and everything enters into the count necessary of 100 to 1. To kushen yadua manofla, ma'alos zo es zo. Then the black help contribute, helping mevatel the white helping mevatel the black, because we have no reason to assume that the black is truma and the white not, or vice versa. So we have finished lesson number 17. We finished Mishnayos Trumas, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin and Ches.